shoving and shouting people, a babble of languages. Some odors were so unpleasant I drew a veil over my nose and mouth. This is one reason Berenice will not appear in public. She does not understand foreigners, particularly those who do not bathe as often as we Greeks do. Her delicate stomach makes her afraid of new foods, though she is more likely to die of poisoning within her own walls. Myself, I do love the smell of roasting meat, and I love the clamor of crowds.
Notice Cleopatra's sarcasm here. She says that Berenice is afraid of the food in the marketplace, although the food at the palace may be more dangerous. This is foreshadowing of what could happen later in the book. Will someone in the palace get poisoned? Let's keep reading where we left off. We're on page 35, at the second paragraph, which begins, "Thus Neva and I..."
Thus Neva and I slowly made our way through the streets. We were pressed in on all sides, and many times I was pinched by unseen hands, rudely pinched. But such is the risk of pretending to be a common girl and not allowing Puzo to stay by my side. If I brought my official guards, then everyone would know I am from the palace. With murderers looking for father, all the more I needed to conceal my identity. I turned down an alley that was so narrow my shoulders brushed the walls as I sidestepped puddles and piles of dung. Neva followed me, her hand hooked in my sash so we would not lose each other. We passed a doorway where a man sat on his heels. Behind him was his little store. The back wall was dark except for a small oil lamp